Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan news, music, events, and interviews. Views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation embraces the philosophy of deep veganism, the interconnectedness of the benevolence and the malevolence. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. We're listening to music by Will Tuttle. This is To Be Free. In this episode, I'm featuring the interconnectedness of veganism in maintaining freedom for humans and non-human animals in this age of the development of AI, blockchain, and the control of humanity's actions, emotions, and thoughts, the attempt to control. Let's start out with this song by vegan musician Elise Clay, who was born in Colombia and raised in Miami.
No matter what your purpose is, you must leave. If you do not disperse, you may be arrested and or subject to other police action. Other police action may include actual physical removal, the use of riot control agents and or less lethal munitions, which could cause risk of injury to those who remain.
I'm feeling so ready, and these waists are getting heavy. Need to do something big before the Kingsmen get me in a hurry, see? Because Homeland Security has got to crack down while they redesign the currency with an urgency. This is a national emergency, hauling off our families to prison camp facilities is killing me. Most people here don't even know, though. They can't see the countries run by pedophile mafiosos. The FEMA trains are coming, the new world is here, and most people are so caught up that they don't care. Never mind the state of the world, never mind what's vital. Let's just sip our Coca-Cola while we watch American Idol. Never mind the war in Africa, Iraq, North Korea. We'd rather get the latest scoop on Brad and Angelina. That's cause Hollywood has got us on that Kool-Aid, keeping us distracted while they prep us for the new age, the rise of transhumanism. People, this is true. It isn't something that I got out of a movie or cartoon. They want to put a chip in you, so do you want to let them do it? They're halfway there, and yes, the minions will pursue it unless the people say no. Let's the people take hold. Let's the people rise up and show them people got soul. If the people got soul, then now's the time to stand up. If you won't stand up, then be prepared to bow down
to the new world police state. This is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state. This is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
We live inside a systematic, never-ending war, a cross between Brave New World and 1984, where everyone is doped up, addicted to the telescreens, right down to all these bourgeois motherfuckers telling me my music is too this, my music is too that. I need better hooks, better beats, and I need to stop rapping. What I need to do is stop listening to everyone else, cause I don't need a label. I release this myself. I don't write this for the radio, I'm speaking from my heart. So go ahead, let these critics criticize my art. What it comes down to is my lyrics are too smart, and the truth is something major labels aren't trying to market. Your children are the target, and your energy the means. We're running on a wheel, working hard for this machine. And if you all know what I mean, then I believe there's no reason we couldn't all come together hard and call treason on the mother. Violating each and every day. No, this isn't freedom, this is modern day slavery. It's time we break chains and set the whole world free. Now's the time to speak because we deserve peace.
New world police state, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The new world police state, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
Look at how they treat us when we go through TSA. But if there's a real threat, CIA just walks them on the plane. It's a mafia-run business, and we'll never know the whole plan. But they do it in the name of the homeland.
New World Police State, this is what it is now. Mandatory vaccines for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right. The New World Police State, this is what it is now. RFID chip for you and your kids now. Time that you resist now, cause this is your life. I'ma raise my voice because that is my right.
Lace Clay. Her songs released from 2011.
With the heavenly glow, ready to go. Eyes on anybody that be stepping too close to my dry bubble. Trouble is always a stone's throw. Learn the hard way, even those close will turn cold. Now the child's grown, I can see the world around me's vicious. This is a world where fathers rape their own children, where men smuggle trillions and somehow get away with theft, treason, murder, trafficking of slaves, where little kids are violated inside cages, while crooked politicians getting paid.
I said, hell no, we gotta rise up and take control. Gotta rise up and speak up and take the flow. Can't let them get away with this. There's too many atrocities to list.
It's been 10 years since they got away with 9-11. Still begging the question, what about Building 7? Facing henchmen with my brethren and my sistren. Hear our footsteps glowing in the distance. You hear that? That's the sound of the resistance. Modern revolutionary steady on a mission. Listen to the wisdom of the children. The children of the purest channel. I said listen to the wisdom of the children. The children of the purest channel. They call for world peace, but the fire won't cease. Presidents on television lying through his teeth. A wolf in sheep's clothing, killer in disguise. Since when a warmonger is awarded peace prizes, I realize that most people here are hypnotized. Mass media making mass murder seem justified.
Terror.
Gotta kill the terrorists. Oh, you wanna protest? Now you want a terrorist. Oh, you wanna live here, slave? Get on your knees. Get your vaccine and RFID. See, your freedom here has its limitations. We don't wanna see no protests or demonstrations. Our cops will lock you up with no hesitation. And we make money off you rotting in a cage. Here we make the laws and you're in clear violation. Now be a good little slave and drink your Kool-Aid.
I said, hell no, we gotta rise up and take control. Gotta rise up and speak up and take the flow. Can't let them get away with this. There's too many atrocities to list. I said, hell no, we gotta rise up and take control. Gotta rise up and speak up and take the flow. Can't let them get away with this. There's too many atrocities to list.
Moving on now to Entice, the lyrical vegan.
Entice, so nice. I do this for animal rights. Anonymous for the voiceless is what I represent. Animal liberation is coming. Are you gonna join us? CubaTruth.com. Check it.
What you doing when you hear this song? You eating dead bodies while you hit your bong? I hit you back and forth like a game of ping pong. I'm at your front door like my name is Ding Dong. I'm shouting loud, I'm here to make songs. Show you your animal abuse is so wrong. You wanna live in violence where animals are silent? You wake my beast, you trying to wake my King Kong? Breaking doors down, not ringing bells. No Jehovah Witness here, but you'll see it clear. Like my name is Crystal, I'm loud like pistols. I'll lead you to the light like a chandelier. You put them in a slaughterhouse. You put dead bodies in your daughter's mouth. That's cow flesh in your hand, cow flesh in your pan.
Calling it a porterhouse.
It's easy to talk the shit when you're not the one that's going to the murder house. It's not only rape when you're the one trying to scream when they tore your blouse. What about the cows and the rape racks? She tried to fight too cause she hate that. She got a fist in her ass, her baby will pass. Her oppressor come around, he'll take that. No name tags, they get a barcode. They all get a knife right where the heart goes. You don't even care, your heart is bare, your soul is black. Just like some charcoal, you put your victims in a dark hole. Ever been on a slaughter truck, raided someone's cargo? Eyes full of tears, the heart is full of fears. Your soul is lost, I guess I'll call you Marco. You playing polo? Anyone riding on a horseback is a bozo. You hurt his back,
going up and down on it just like a yo-yo. You're alone in the fun like a solo. It's abuse, not a sport, not a logo. Stop explaining him, he's not enjoying it. I bet you learn when he talks you like Romo. Ever put someone innocent in jail? Got him locked up for no reason and they can't bail? Don't look like that, yes you have. You do it all the time with your guest pass. You make me so sick like a jet lag. You don't see a prison, you see a zoo. You don't see it as cruel, I bet you do. When you look at the cage and you start to see you, you can't wait to cop the J's. You got your Ugg boots and your makeup case. You got minks in your eyelash. They got skinned and dyed just so you can buy that. Animal skin on your feet, animal testing on your cheeks. All your cosmetics got digested. They put it in his eyes, he got injected. Head into his depth because he's so infected. Man, no in between. You're either a vegan or you're an animal abuser. Your violence and your cruelty, it runs your life, sucks you up like a Hoover. At the slaughterhouse, you're the producer. You could call me the accuser. I'm so ferocious like a cougar. Animal liberation will be in the future. You could say that you're sick of me. I guess I'm your tumor. Cause I make you face your mirror. What you won't see, I'll make it clearer. You're disconnected, I'll push it nearer. You're not gonna silence her, I'll make you hear her. I don't care about your feelings. Cause you're gonna know very well who you are. Every single animal, every single scar. I'm gonna join you all together like a single bar. Until living as a non-vegan animal abuser's rare. Just like a shooting star. You ready for war, you got recruits, you ready to brawl, put up your dukes. Animal rights, what you say you do. Animal rights, what you say you choose. Animal rights, how you say you move, but you spend more time in the mirror. When it come to vegan, all you say is food. These non-vegans, man, you gotta line them up like you playing pool. Hold them to account to all the violence that they paying to. Put them in the hot seat like they made the news. Show the cruelty, make them face it too. How you doing that when soft track talk about the weight that it made you lose? Rodeos and all the zoos, what it got to do with the food you choose? The ripped skin that they all lose, make them howl out like a full moon. To make coats, they make jokes. You'd rather be liked when you make posts. Slit throat of the baby goat, but you want to talk about how you make a toast. Forced to perform confined in a tank. Living in a tub is like their space. Someone standing on their face. When you look at them, all they see is bank. They feel lost just like a maze. They want to get out every single day. It's a waste talking about shakes and all the things that you like to bake. Sheep alive trapped in a crate, drowning them for the wool they take. 12 seconds they couldn't breathe. It's got nothing to do with your grilled cheese. So what if you fit in your OGs? You haven't seen since in your teens. Did you not see them struggling? Submerged in chemicals choking. Animal test all their sense. He's now blind, his limbs are bent. Let me pitch this to you like a tent. Let me raise this to you like the rent. It's not a diet, it's not a trend. It's not something you experiment. It's not even about the air you breathe. It's not even about the environment. It's about justice, it's about rights. Understand why you're in this fight. Understand why not to take the life. It's got nothing to do with your cakes and pies. You don't stop abuse, what it does for you. Don't stop abuse so your home can approve. Selfish move, if that's what you do. Their abuse has nothing to do with you. What happens when your health is on top? What happens when the earth is top notch? Not about them from the start of your clock. Easy to backtrack the abuse you stop. No moms and no pops. Just a bust to your whole chops. Cause you won't stop all the screams. Now the blood's on the whole mop. You want them to stop that so they can fit in their old top. So the kids can have a planet and what it does to the whole crop. So because you deserve your freedom to live a life with no locks. Cause it's wrong for his fist to be inside you a whole lot. Cause it's wrong for your babies to never get to their own mom. Cause it's wrong to turn your skins to a sweater and low socks. Cause you're not their entertainment. You're not someone's showstop. It's about your rights. It's black and white. No compromise and no swaps. No swaps.
Throughout our history, there have been many different forms of oppression. Take it from me. I'm black, I'm female, and I'm gay. And there were a lot of people who fought to keep those injustices going. And animal abuse is just another form of injustice, another form of oppression. The violence, the terror, the fear, the pain, and the suffering that they endure. You wouldn't even wish it upon your worst enemy. And there are a lot of people fighting to keep that oppression in place. It radiates their apathy and their moral bankruptcy. Entice, so nice.
Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside. But you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook, chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took. Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside. But you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook, chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took. Hell is open and the devil is here. All of his workers are standing in here. You protest with your whole chest. You're supporting violence and you're obsessed. In a slaughterhouse on their last breath. You're gonna be there with your whole set. You taking your kids?
Yes, daddy. kids, showing them how it really is. Oppression being supported. Yeah, I know when that was recorded. Back in the day when they were picking the cotton and they were imported and they were exploited. And back then, they also fought it for liberation. They also ignored it. And now you're following the same path.
Infecting this world with all of your poison.
Animals that were in freedom, but all of you wanted them to go back. You want them dismembered that bad. You want to do it right in your own shack. Back to the oppressor. How is that anything better? All they're gonna do is take the flesh. These babies will die. You and the devil, you sit together.
Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook, chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took.
Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook, chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took.
Stop calling them meat.
Stop
calling them beef.
Stop.
You're the real thieves. They escaped from their oppression, cause it's nowhere that they wanted to be. They found a new life with a family that allows them to live murder free. You all see them as food, and they see individuality. But reality, you all want them to suffer so violently, and you won't quit until finally it's your dynasty that they're upside down so lifelessly. Why you doing this so spitefully, creating all of this rivalry? Shut the up and move silently. Let them all handle it privately. But oppressors, they gotta unite. Taking the flesh, they gotta fight. Arrest the ones that try to do right. Applaud the ones that take a new life. Support the ones that's holding the knife. None of you have chose to do right, so may their souls haunt you all night. The devils you all are will come to the light.
Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook, chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took.
Where the hell is your humanity? Where the hell is all your empathy? They're both lost, you're dark inside, but you could find it right in their eyes. But you gotta look. Stop being a crook, chopping up bodies you wanna cook. Doesn't matter the abuse it took.
A society supporting violence and supporting oppression is a lost society. And we've been lost for a long time. A society supporting violence and supporting oppression is a lost society. And we've been lost for a long time.
Someone's torment, someone's misery. It's not a GQ moment, it's not a runway moment, it's not fashion. Someone's torment, someone's misery. It's not a GQ moment, it's not a runway moment, it's not fashion.
This is Daisy Oliver.
Humanos y animales, todos sentimos dolor. Somos diferentes.
Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We're featuring vegan music, uplifting humanity and the other animals. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll be continuing with our program.
Somos diferentes, sí, pero si entiendes por qué debemos derramar tu sangre.
Humanos y animales.
Por qué debemos derramar tu sangre.
Written, performed, and produced by Daisy Oliver. Thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena Massachusetts. We started out the show with Alais Clay, her songs New World Police State, and then followed by Hell No. Then we heard Entice, the lyrical vegan. We heard her songs Back on Track, Where's Your Humanity, and also For Them. In this episode of Vegan Nation, we're featuring The Boomerang Effect. World peace, human freedom, requires animal liberation. Authentic veganism. Here's a short snippet of my interview with vegan activist, World Peace Diet Facilitator Joanna Blad in Las Vegas, Nevada. joined us from Las Vegas via Skype in 2020.
You can't have a great world if you think that you're the only one that deserves to be safe or rich or happy. Or you get more happiness when you see that everyone deserves to be safe, rich, happy, and because then you know for sure there's nobody out there lurking to get you.
Yes. Hey, Joanna, recently I heard about Renee King's son and Rowdy Girl Sanctuary's rancher advocacy program. And so more and more animal businesses that were in the past profiting off of the slaughter or the production of breast milk and menstrual secretion sales, meaning dairy and eggs, that they're giving up that business and they're going into plant agriculture. So the question is, what to do with all the animals? With this mass exodus of the animals that will not be going to slaughter, it was, okay, well, there needs to be a lot of money to help this, going to sanctuaries and support sanctuaries and all that. And it would be so good to have the trillions of dollars, trillions, which is a number to even think that militaries have trillions of dollars, could be transferred into sanctuaries and vegan businesses and vegan education. Right, we could dismantle militaries by building a vegan world.
Right, if everybody leaves the ego, then we don't worry about attack, because we all each know that we don't attack others. If everybody dropped their ego, then nobody would be worried that other people were going to attack them. Because we know we're not going to attack others, and others would never attack us. So you wouldn't need all that stuff. But, you know, trying to get everybody out of their ego at the same time. But that's what I think veganism, that's the only thing on the planet that can actually be the instrumental in ending attack. Because we've built slaughterhouses for attack. We've built nowhere, there's no more attack in the world than in animal slaughter. There's no, human attack doesn't pales compared to animal attack. They don't take it into the massive repercussions that it has.
So if they could make that connection. I like how you even pointed it out, like about the airport security checks. Will you describe that again?
Well, you mean when the people were talking about were cattle?
Yeah.
Yeah, when one woman came on and said, you know, that this is when the TSA was, or I don't remember the situation, but she said, you know, these lines are ridiculous. You know, I feel like we're cattle here. You know, we shouldn't be treated like this, like cattle. But it's the whole thing about they want to be separated, and that's the whole thing. They don't want to see themselves as compared to animals so that they can abuse them.
You know what? That also reminds me. I love all those insights that you come up with. You're a genius, Joanna. And one of my favorite is about the survival of the fittest.
Mm-hmm.
What was that story again?
Oh, yeah, I said most people, when they go on the road, they obey the stop signs, the street lights. They stop at the red light. They, you know, I said, and the reason is, unlike in the world, everybody, no matter what kind of car you have to obey the same laws. So if you have a Mercedes-Benz, you have to stop at the stoplight the same way a junk, broken down car has to, or the same way a semi-truck has to, or a motorcycle. There's no favoritism when you're on the road. Everybody has to obey the exact same law.
It's been said there's only one law, do no harm.
And so that means that if we had the same kind of separation we do in normal life, that would mean the semi-trucks would be running over all the, you know, the big cars, the little cars, the motorcycles. And then when you think about it, the semi-trucks would get caught in all the wreckage that it destroys, so they would be stuck too. They wouldn't be able to move freely either. So basically the story is, until we have equality, even those people that think that they're at the top of the food chain, ha ha, they become victims of their own victimizing of others.
I see you picking at the carcass of another slave. decapitated, inseminated, run away. A baby, they keep him in a cage. I'd show you footage, but it wouldn't matter anyway. Just swallow death if that is what you want. Hey,
it's what you want. By Danny Hamilton.
Escape it, because there's only interconnection. There is no separation. Just think, if all people felt equal to everybody's body that they see, they're not going, oh, you're an animal, so I get to be the big semi-truck and run you over. Or, you know, I'm a Mercedes, and I'm better than you, you junk box. You know, everybody's got to realize that we're all equal, even if what we look like doesn't appear as equal. For tuning in to Vegan Nation. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a good day. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. A special thanks to Joanna Blad, vegan activist, World Peace Diet facilitator. And a big thank you to all the musicians. Thanks again for tuning in to Vegan Nation.